Hey Nicole,
Yes,
what's
Mike.
funnier than your mum jokes?
I heard Humpty Dumpty is having an awful winter, which is a shame because he had a great fall.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Didwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Boom, Tish. Hello, listeners. I bet you're happy that we've been continuing the tradition of jokes at the start of the episodes.
I had to jump in and get in before yours, didn't I? Sorry. And not
yes.
Sorry, actually.
Mine was not funny.
Neither was mine, apparently.
Although I'm sure that most people, although I don't think it's most people, I think it's a select group of Coxie groupies, will continue to victimize me online and claim that my jokes are terrible and yours are amazing.
I've had a lot of feedback this last week. I've been having a lot of conversations with tradies this last week about making improvements and change in their businesses. And probably 80% of them have come back and said, love the podcast. And by the way, your mum jokes are the bomb.
Now, when you say a lot, have we got some objective numbers here, Coxie?
20 or so?
Like proper business dashboard?
Yes, 20.
So 80% of 20 people.
Yes.
So 16 people said that your jokes are the bomb.
Yes.
So that's only $1,600 it cost you to get some paid comment.
Well, I'm going to give Tom a shout out. Hello, Tom. It's been a little while since you've made a debut on the pod, but Tom did leave me a very nice comment about my mum jokes. Thank you, Tom.
I just can't help but feeling, Coxie, that people are raising you up in order to squash Woz.
But maybe my jokes are actually just okay.
I can't find the same people and the same statistics out there that suggest your jokes are rocking. They're definitely not dope.
Ballin'.
All right, so we are not here to talk about Coxie's jokes, and I promise that I will let it go just like Frozen and move on. Instead, to talk about... See, there's my brain song thing again. I have a song title, but I'm not going to sing that one.
It's a Tuesday episode.
It's a Tuesday family episode. It's Family Tuesday here at Tradies and Business. I want to talk about a buddy of mine who I'm not going to name him, and I'm not going to give anything away so that I don't actually identify the guy, except it's a guy, because I said it's Buddy. But Buddy could be a chick. My wife's my best mate. So... A buddy of mine who happens to be in business, and I happen to know quite a bit about him and his business, mentioned to me recently that he's essentially been he's been relearning the same lesson over and over and over for probably 10 years, and he's still not making the change. He still hasn't implemented the stuff, done the thing, made the shift. Even though I know he agrees with the advice, I guess, and he acknowledges the validity of what's being, told to him now by many people, including his partner, not getting it. And I made a comment back to him, Coxie, that, well, maybe he's not the right person to actually implement that change. And I don't understand why the conversation went dead after that.
I was just thinking, has he even messaged you back, or are we this friendship done now?
I think that's the end of my second last friendship. Once a coach, always a coach, Coxie. Just coach everybody all the time, even if they don't ask for it.
Not your spouse. Doesn't go well.
Oh, I do that too. It's awesome.
And how well does that go for you?
Oh, ripping. That's why I worked out in the shed on my own last night.
Fair enough, too. It's a really valid point that you make. If I try and keep this a little bit serious on a Tuesday, it is a valid point, and it's something we've been talking about or mentioning on our Tradiepreneur private podcast, is actually what you could stop to start. And in this business owner's case, and I'm not as familiar with the business as you are, but I have a pretty good idea because we did work together for a short period of time. I can think of a lot of other things that this business owner should be doing instead of what he's currently doing or trying to do or make the change that he's trying to make, because it's just not right for him. It doesn't always work. We don't play to our strengths enough, I don't think, as business owners. It's something you and I are lucky because we work together and you have strengths where I have opportunities for growth and vice versa.
That was a good way to put it.
Better than a weakness. And so you and I are able to sort of ebb and flow out of some of the things we do within our business. And then there are some things that we're just not good at all. So we have to have other people do it for us.
I think that's called riffing, Coxie.
Riffing. We do riff well.
We riff together rather well, sort of.
Most of the time.
But it's like band members, you know, they you just see them work well together, and they you know, where you've got two vocalists, like they're strong in some areas of the tonal range and the other one fills the gap, and then someone else will have a vocal solo where they've got a stronger, you know, bass note to their voice. And so it's like that in business, except I've seen so many business owners over the years, and I'm sure you have too, Coxie. You don't have to agree with me though, even after I've just sort of dug a hole and pushed you into it, is they're trying to play all the instruments and do the lead vocals and be the roadie. And this is not just about the traditional trying to do everything in your business thing. It's this belief that as the business owner, you actually should be out the front doing lead vocals and guitar. And that's it. That's your role. And that's what you should be able to do, is be the Dave Grohl of the world. And that's actually not, that's not it. The thing about being a business owner is recognizing that, you know what? You're actually just better off on keyboards.
Yeah.
And whilst playing the keyboards off in the background where you don't really get seen and you're not on the cover of all of the albums, you're actually the one that's getting all the gigs, and you're the one that's keeping the band playing well, and you're the one that's organizing the roadies and keeping everything rolling along and making all the money. So I just feel like my mate is stuck on this idea that he's got to be out the front belting out the vocals and the lead guitar, and he's just, he's not managing to do it because I don't think that's where he should be. Maybe he should be up the back playing drums. Who knows?
I don't see him as drummer either, I'm going to be honest. And I know that he will listen to this, and I'll get some feedback on that comment. What I do want to say is we recorded a really great episode with, I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name because it's about 4 years ago now, David Miles. He was an ex-football player, and he went on to, and still does,
Gutter Knight.
Create a gutter company, Gutter Knight. You're absolutely right. You've nailed it. Now, he's not a tradie, never has been, doesn't get on the tools, doesn't do any of that work. He actually just runs the business side of it. It's now turned into a franchise. He's a very smart man. Super interesting episode. I encourage all of you to go and listen to it, especially the tradie wives who keep telling me, but I don't know enough. Please go and listen to that episode. Anyone can create and run a trade business. Just like you as a tradie should be thinking about where your real skills are at. And you should be playing to those skills. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to be the person driving the financial dashboard. You can just be the person who has it explained to them and then makes the decision off the back of it. You don't have to be the person deciding how to market the business. You can get people to help you with that. You don't have to be the person who manages your team if it's not your strong suit. You can get, have somebody help you with that. Just about every part of your business can be assisted with. It doesn't have to be you. You can let it go.
Richard Branson's never flown a plane.
Never, ever. I think he does a lot of lying around on his island, though.
Driven a train or anything.
No.
He started out selling records out of his basement.
And this is the point, I think. Business ownership takes many forms for many people. And I think we get stuck in an idea of, okay, well, a business owner should be doing X, Y, Z. And that may just not fit for you. And it's okay if it doesn't fit. It's okay to get help and assistance to do those other non-fittable tasks so that you can make the critical decisions, because it's really the only responsibility you have is to make those critical decisions. That's what drives your business. That's what helps you get to where your goals are at. And if you can have all of that provided to you so you can make the decisions and then go off and, I don't know, surf, travel, smoke meat, hang out with your fam, then why wouldn't you do that?
Eat Red Rooster and drink an ice break.
As one of our members did.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one, Coxie. Oof. It all solidified before it got to your gut. Whew. Anyway, so with that visual, just stop, collaborate, and listen. We're opening our doors, Coxie.
Da, 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 da.
So we interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. We're running this show on a budget, gang. We don't have computer sound effects. So we are actually opening our doors to this thing called, you might have heard of it, the Tradiepreneur Program. Now, we've just been banging on about trying to be the lead vocalist and lead guitar in your own band when you suck and you should play keyboard or just be the promoter and stand at the booth, whatever it is for you, right? And this is something that commonly comes up with our tradiepreneurs, and it's something we help them to do through the program. Now, before you close your ears off and go, oh, here they go, they're talking about this bloody program again, you know what? When are things going to change for you? When you actually make a change. So, here's what we're doing. We haven't been taking applications for a while now, some time actually, and we thought it was about time that we made some opportunities available for 20 trade business owners, whether you're new, old, young, old, or just old, whatever trade you're in, you can actually apply to join the program. Now, it doesn't mean you're automatically in. You've got to jump through some hoops. You'll have to meet with Coxie and me, and we'll chat through where you're at. We'll get some information from you and see if it's a fit. We only want good tradies. You don't have to have a great business. You don't have to be fit to join our gym. You can be as unhealthy and unfit as you like, and that's what we do. We help you actually sort your stuff out, get your business back on track, get some more control happening, and start living the lifestyle that you actually got into this thing for. Absolutely. So if you're thriving and you've got everything you want, you're living the lifestyle you want, you know what? Power to you. That's awesome. Keep listening to the podcast. Love having you here. But if there's any aspect of your life or your business that you think could do with just a little tweak, then drop us an application. We're going to pop a link into the description for today's episode, the show notes. It'll be on the website as well. Should we tell it to them now, Coxie, as well, in case they're diligent and want to write it down?
Go for it.
So it's all the dubs, tradiesinbusiness.com.au/apply. It's a really complicated link, that one. Just go to our website and pop a /apply on the end. There is a form there that will take you, I reckon about 52 seconds to fill out, so long as you can spell your name and remember your phone number. And then me and Coxie here, in our best Bogan accent, we'll sit down with you, run through it, and if you're a fit, let's talk about dancing the dance, and if not, that's cool. You can go back to listening to the podcast and doing things the way you've been doing them.
You absolutely can. We're not going to hold you to it. We're not going to push you into a corner. We're not going to do any of the things that might make you uncomfortable, except hold a mirror up. We might hold a mirror up for just a moment, let you have a look, see if you like your reflection so that you can make a choice about change.
So 20 tradies, 1 week. Doors close on the 20th of May, 2022.
They do.
If you're listening to this after that, sorry, but get in touch. We do keep a wait list for the next time we open them. Not sure when that'll be, but if you want to join the wait list, you can get in touch with us directly. But otherwise, hit the /apply link. Go and pop your dates in, and we'll have a chat to you about whether this is right for you. Okay. Now, it's back to Nicole for our regular program.
So, change. Doing what's necessary. You've really thrown me under the bus here. I love it when you do this to me.
Do you want
to
throw it back again?
No. I'm just going to finish up by saying you don't need to do all of the things. We get stuck thinking we have to be responsible for all of the things, and all of the things aren't where your strengths lie. And so I encourage you to take a bit of a stock take this week and think about all of the things that you're currently doing and what is it that you do really well and what is it that you don't do very well at all, and could it actually be shared with another?
My closing thought for you, listener, why are you clinging to the microphone and the lead guitar? Is it habit or is it ego? Is it because you actually feel like you want to be seen as the business owner? Do you need that in some way? What would you rather more? Would you rather the lifestyle with your family, the financial choice, the reduction in stress, the personal health, the time to go surf, camp, hang out with your girlfriends, whatever it is? Pick one and make a change. Think differently.
Thanks for listening.
Hooray.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.